get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break. We encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And Lydia, aka Mama Lou, is unfortunately not with us today. Like, she's not dead. That sounded really bad. I'm sorry. Lydia is sick, not on the verge of death.
Oh my gosh.
The COVID again, so...
feel better, Lydia.
Feel better, Lydia. It's been maybe a week right now, I think. And I think the first time she got it, she had it for 3 weeks. So fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Less time this time. But yes. Yeah, so she seems to be in better spirits this time than last time when she got it. So
positive thoughts, positive thoughts.
Yeah. And her husband got it too. So the whole house is sick. So
yeah, something's going around. Yes, that was COVID for her, but like even at work, some things are going around too.
I feel like there's like another wave happening right now. A couple of my coworkers had it in the past month. So I don't know. Anyone who is battling it at home, sorry. I hope you feel better soon.
Yes.
Just take a break with us and forget about your COVID for the day.
That's right. Exactly.
Anyway, speaking of forgetting about things and going to other places, share a trip that she went on that I forgot she told me she was going, and then I saw the pictures on Instagram, and I was like, what? What is Sophia doing there? And then I was like, buddy, are you there? And then she's like, yes, and I told you I was going, and I was like, holy crap, I'm old and forget things, apparently.
So yes, you said that your memory was horrible.
My memory is horrible. So, yes. Anyway, so that's all I'm saying. So, Sophia, please enlighten everyone and tell them where you were.
Yes, I was at 90s Con Tampa. And woo! I had told Chinzia I was going. And Chinzia said she wasn't able to go because she's going to take a trip to Mexico with O-Town and Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yay! Which, the day we are recording this, I'm actually leaving tomorrow.
Yes.
So I guess if I've packed, I have not, because this is a classic Chinzia trip. So, yes. But
the Franco time, Backstreet time, kind of similar.
Own little time there. So my mom and I are going to Mexico, and
woo!
I'll tell you all about that later, but essentially it's my lovely husband Chris from NSYNC.
Yes,
members of O-Town, the one member of LFO, Ryan Cabrera,
who wants to be in a boy band, who Chinzia has put in her boy band.
Yes, by the time you're listening to this, the sixth annual boy band break fantasy draft will have ended.
And so, Sophia will have won.
Wow, Sophia.
Like she has predicted in the past and now the future.
Okay, so just because you've won three out of the...
I won three, yes. Five,
and sorry, but they think there's someone knocking on my door. Okay, hold on. I'm going to mute for a second.
Okay, should I continue?
Just keep talking, Soph. I'll be right back.
Okay, so as Chinzia does that, I went on a trip to 90s Con Tampa, Florida. This was like a similar 90s Con to 90s Con in Connecticut. They had like the 3 days. So I'm just going to let you know what days and the times. It was on Friday, September 15th. Saturday, September 16th, Sunday, September 17th. And on Friday, it was 4 hours, 4 to 8. On Saturday, it was 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Sunday, it was at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So each day had short hours. Well, I guess Friday had the short hours. And then Saturday had the longest hours. And then Sunday had one less hour than Saturday.
Makes sense. I feel like usually the day of a con, the Saturday of a con is the busiest convention day.
Which became true because it had sold out from previous.
Mm-hmm. So the interesting, I don't know if you've mentioned this already. So this was the third 90s con, but the very first one in Tampa.
I did not mention that. I just said that these were the 3 days because we had just started talking about it.
And sorry, I was not crazy. My mom's friend was at the door. So yes.
Okay.
In the darkness, because I didn't turn on the light. I muted my thing, right?
Yes, I did not hear you scream. If you scream,
I did not scream. I was just a little surprised, but yeah, okay. Yes. All good in it. So yeah, so 90s Con, it's put on by That's For Entertainment. We've done previous episodes on the previous one in Connecticut.
Yes, and you went to both in Connecticut.
I went to both,
and I've done
the second one in Connecticut.
Yes, because yes. I wasn't able to go on the other ones.
So I'm just gonna say a thing. One of the reasons why I did not go to 90s Con in Tampa is because, yeah, burn me one, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice. So Nick and AJ bailed on the Connecticut one. So I was like, I don't know if they're going to go to this one in Tampa, like whatever. Blah, blah, blah. So then as the time then progressed, then I was just like, oh, they're adding additional things that they're doing at this convention. So they're probably not going to cancel. But at this point, I had already volunteered for the CCMAs, which is the Canadian Country Music Awards. Mm-hmm. And I had just committed finally to going to Mexico, which was a very last minute thing. And so I was like, I don't have the money for this, but it looked like amazing. And I definitely had FOMO from seeing literally everybody, because like all of our Backstreet friends that we've met over the years, I believe were there. It was like a smorgasbord of people that I'm just like,
yeah. Oh.
But I was good. I was just like, I'm very happy for everybody. And it was nice. And then unlike the Connecticut one, which was just supposed to be Nick and AJ, they actually added Howie to
the con as well. Yeah.
So that was probably his third con, but I think he only remembers the second one.
Oh, poor Howie.
At Howie's first convention, which was Rewind Con in Chicago, which was very good for Sophia. Sophia got to meet lots of people. It was very bad.
We hustled hard, though. We hustled hard. We got the pictures at the end.
Pictures at the end, but yeah. It was not a good convention for the actual people.
It was not. No.
I feel like 90, like Rewind Con is what 90s Con actually was, but they were actually able to pull it off and not.
Yes. I feel like That's For Entertainment has backers that are actually there for them. And the other people tried, but yes, like they tried, but they didn't. Yeah.
Magazine and all that stuff. So yes.
Yeah. Because That's For Entertainment is two women who have that company and like do such a good job. Like, I don't know. I thought 90s Con Tampa was very well run.
They also run a Christmas con.
Yes.
Like all the Hallmark actors and stuff. They just announced.
Yes.
And that's in New Jersey. So they just announced that the other day. And I think there's like 33 guests right now. And it's like even.
Yeah, that was the final wave of it. The final. Mm-hmm. People that they announced.
Yes. So, yeah. So that's pretty good. So, anyways, yes. So Sophia.
Yes. So I went. So I thought. So this was my thought process, because I knew Nick's hometown is Tampa. Like he loves. Well, it's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tampa is his home, like away from home. He loves it.
2 years, baby.
I just knew. I was like, okay, he's not gonna bail. There's nothing. He doesn't have his tour is in October, and some in November now because he's added dates. Thank the Lord.
Woo! Canadian dates. If there's any Canadians listening,
yes.
November 10th and 11th at Falls View Casino.
After I literally bugged him, please come close to Toronto that day. And then a couple days later, he announced
Well, there you go.
Two Ontario days. I'm like, you could have told me over there that you were going to do that.
Do you think he didn't know? I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows what happened? Who knows but yes. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to book my flight because it seems you are not.
How in advance did you do that, do you think?
I would say a month.
Okay.
Because I waited as well. I was like, you was like, ooh, I don't know.
I would just like to point out that Nick made an Instagram video mid-spring, whatever, and was like, I am definitely going to all of the conventions that I have signed up for. And we're like, what do you do? And then, like, literally a week later, he bailed on, like, Indianapolis or something.
Yeah, haunted like, something.
Yeah, yeah, it was like Scream or Horror Fest or something.
Yeah,
like
I think Horror House or Horror Hound? Horror Hound. Yes, Horror Hound. Hound. I knew it was something like that.
Yes. So. Yeah.
So then I was like, okay. Yeah. You never know, right? But I feel like they weren't going to bail this time. The tour, there's no tour. Yeah. There's like nothing. So I was like, okay, let's book the flight because if you don't book it now, you're screwed. And I found, I was so lucky, I found a direct flight. This never happens.
Nice. From where?
Yeah.
Toronto?
Toronto. Toronto to Tampa. I never have found ever, if I go, I always like try to go Buffalo because at least like it's easier and cheaper. But yeah.
Then you got to like drive or take a bus over to Buffalo.
Yes. But yeah, so I was like, okay, book this right now or you're not gonna like get it. So I booked it. I booked it with WestJet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I heard like bad things about Air Canada and I was like, I'm not taking any chances there.
Fun fact, I could have left from Hamilton for Mexico, but I would have to leave the day before, and this was Swoop Airlines, which are going out of business in October. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. So where did we book? Air Canada. And what did they announce today? That they're going on strike on Friday. So we leave on Thursday. So stranded in Mexico.
So the flight back is also Air Canada?
It sure is, yes. Okay. But I don't think it's like a real strike. I think it's just like an information picket. And then I think,
okay,
I feel like it takes a little while and they're not going to ground all those flights.
Hopefully. Okay. Fingers crossed that you're able to come back.
No, otherwise I'll be reporting to you from Mexico. For
all right. Well, positive thoughts. Hopefully, positive, you know, positive. Yes.
Yes. Anyway, so yes. So,
yes. So then
both ways.
Yeah, both ways. I was like, this is golden. I'm getting it. So I got it. And then Howie was announced that he was going to be there. And then the email saying, like, you could upgrade to get Howie. I love you, Howie.
A duo?
I had a duo photo by that I also ordered when I knew that they were not going to be able. And then they emailed saying like you could upgrade and get Howie, you just pay the difference. And I was like, I love you, Howie, but I'm not gonna do that.
Well, also when you go by yourself and you're there with two of them, it's kind of awkward when there's three of them in there. Like if you're with two people, then you can kind of like space yourself out.
Yeah.
But if it's just one of you, you don't have.
And I also was like, I already have one, the three of us, with the three of them. So I was like, it's okay. And I was like, I'll just get a selfie at the table, which is the best idea, right?
This is smart.
Yes. And then I was like, and then there's also a panel, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna get lots of Howie.
You're getting lots of more time than when you went to the one in with just Nick in Rally.
That's right.
Like 2 hours.
That is correct. See?
More exactly. Than 2 days to travel for 2 hours.
Worth it though, because I was able to see how he was doing his Who Am I tour preview.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
I feel like it was a preview of what's to come.
Yes.
Because in interviews, he's now saying it's going to be 80s hits, covers, and some of his songs, and then all those kinds of fun things. So I was like, hey, this is like a preview.
Why not?
Right?
All right.
All right.
Would you so, like to present the pictures?
Sure. Should I start from my flight? Because remember how from Raleigh, North Carolina, the bad omen? I was like, fucking, oh my God. Okay. So I woke up at 5:30 to get the subway.
Yes.
Get on the subway. And of course, on the TTC subway, there was a delay on Friday. So then I was like, okay, please do not delay later than like 6:30. So then the delay, we delayed like 10, 15 minutes. And I was like, okay, this should be okay. It should be okay. Then I got the Up Express. And it was like $12.
Is that a subway?
It's like a subway trolley kind of thing. They like send you, I guess it's like a subway. Yeah. I would say like a subway.
Union Station.
Yeah. So you get it to Union and then it has like
straight to the airport or does it stop?
Straight to the airport. Well, yeah, it stops. It does stop. Sorry. Oh. It stops like five stops. Okay. And then you're like, not as many, but I was like, how long? Cause I forgot how long it took. Right. Cause I hadn't traveled on a flight in like pre-COVID. So I was like, how long does this take again? And then I was like, what time is it? Cause my flight was at 8:30.
Okay.
Yeah. 8:30 in the morning. And then, so I got to the airport around 7:45.
Oh my God! You didn't have any bags.
I had carry-on.
Okay, yeah. But not like a check.
And I already checked in day before, so I was like, I was okay. But then I was like, I also need to go through customs because you know I'm going from Toronto to US. Yeah. But then another like couple also was a little bit late, so. They also were there like 7:45. So then they're like, no, it'll be fine. I'm like, okay. They seem confident. I'm also confident.
Yes. And especially you didn't have checked baggage.
So yeah.
Kind of like, remember when we went to, where did we go? LA. Remember?
Yes.
LA? We were running. We got stuck in traffic picking you up from downtown Toronto.
Yes.
And by the time we got to the airport, we literally like... checked in, walked through, went pee, and then we're boarding the flight.
Yes, it. I remember that. Yes,
pretty much the best, exactly the same.
I would say so. I would say like 10 minutes to spare.
Oh God,
we were able. Like it was 10 minutes, but before boarding time, so that was good. Yeah. And then we got on, it was fine. Yeah, everything was checked. Like, we were like, whatever. Yeah. So it's fine. And then I got to Tampa. It was almost three hour flight.
Okay.
Got to Tampa, then went to the hotel. And then after the hotel, I went to, Tampa Bay Convention Center.
So you flew in on the Friday then?
I flew on the Friday. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I got there around 12, like 10 minutes away.
Oh, that's not too bad. Are you walking or did you have to take a cab?
I took a cab.
Yeah.
And then I got there a little bit early. Mm-hmm. I got there around 3. Okay. So this is my strategy. So in March at the 90s con in Connecticut, we did 4 pictures.
Right.
So then I was like, hey, this is the goal for Friday as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to do 4 pictures. So do you want to show some pictures?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Yes. Oh, that's okay. I'll keep talking. No worries. So then I was like, okay, let's do 4 pictures.
How do I get this?
And then, the reason why I have Friday, I had to buy 3 different days because it was sold out the weekend pass. Yeah. So this is why. Oh, and then I got, look how shiny it is. It's like brand new, shiny. Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yes. So they line us up. That was like the previous pictures. They lined us.
Oh, sorry. This one?
Keep going back. Yeah, right here. Next. Okay. Next one. Next. Right here, yeah. So they lined us up. They had the yellow strips. See, I don't know if you can tell. Yeah. There's like yellow lines.
Yep.
So each person would go there. It was very organized. Like I said, like That's for Entertainment was very organized. GA people could go. If you're a VIP, they obviously put you up first because you are able to go before us, obviously. And then up in the top where the stairs are by the doors, they also put you in the line. So then when 4 p.m.
The VIPs are up there and the GA are down here?
Yes. Okay. And then so they could go first, obviously, before we could. And then they lined us up again.
I think they let the VIP in an hour early, I believe. Or half hour early?
Yeah, technically, yes. But on Friday, I guess they forgot to do that and they didn't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And too.
Yeah, I think because it was only 70% sold out, I think that's why. But yeah, technically, yes, they're supposed to do an hour before. So maybe they let them in a little bit early, but on Friday, it wasn't. Yeah, on Friday, it didn't seem like that. It didn't seem like that at all, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then I keep going. So yeah, so I did that. And then I got there pretty, like, good timing. I went right to Nick's table.
And were the three boys there all 3 days?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And they were all beside each other.
And was there... just Joey Fatone was there too, or
yeah, just Joey Fatone from NSYNC, and then TLC was beside him. And then AJ was in between Nick and Joey Fatone, and then Howie was on the other side of Nick.
Okay, makes sense.
I just want to say I didn't go look around first. I literally went straight to Nick's table.
You're like, I missed this last time. I'm going straight here.
Yeah. And can I just say, like, yes, usually they do backstreet time, but Nick was very punctual. I would say like 4:02, he was right there.
Nice.
Yeah. And then he went on TikTok Live. Yep. And then I was in his live, but Full Empire Entertainment. Dominic. I'm in Dominic's line, like live. Yeah. I was like, oh, I see myself. Wonderful.
Remember what this lady's name is. I always forget her name. She's Nick's. She's always with Nick at these conventions.
Nick's handler. I forget her name. Sarah?
I don't know.
If you go, I don't remember.
You'll most likely be operating the desk with Nick.
Yes. So when I saw her, I was like, hey, he's coming. He's on his way. Like, so,
and then
this
gentleman with the dark hair, that's Dominic. So he has Full Empire. And so he's Nick's manager. But AJ and Howie have a different management company for conventions, correct?
Yes. Isn't it like Level Up Entertainment or something like that?
Yes.
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 And then I saw that other lady with Level Up. I don't know if you remember her, but I was like, oh my God, I remember you.
Huh.
And then I was like, oh. And then I was like, I'm so glad Howie's back. But we'll talk about that when we get to Howie.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So then, so he's there. So right away, he's like, we all cheered. Yay, Nick, woo. He went online.
Online when you were like behind you?
Yeah, there was a big crowd. I would
say the longest, I feel.
Yeah, on the weekend, I feel like he had like probably the biggest lineups for like all of the celebrities. Him, I think, and then the Beverly Hills people as well. Beverly Hills 90210.
Was Full House at this convention?
Yes.
Because I feel that Candace usually has a pretty long line too.
Yes, hers was pretty big. But I don't know, it was kind of weird as well. Like in Connecticut, it seemed like a very much bigger line for her, but people were able to still go in the line.
Hmm. Interesting.
Maybe. Like for GA people, right? Like usually like it takes forever, but yeah, people were, because I was talking to like everyone in the line, even though I went by myself, you're never really by yourself.
No. Sophia makes friends with everybody.
I literally met the first day I met a father and daughter. The father was Keith and the daughter's Paige. They went to all these cons. They went to Christmas con. Nice. The daughter the daughter page volunteers for That's for Entertainment sometimes. I was like,
wow.
So then she told me like where the boy banders would be. So that's why I made the beeline like right to Nick's table. I was like, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Because you don't know, right? Like, I don't know which
insider
way.
Insider knowledge, you get it.
Right? Yeah. So I was like, oh, if I go one wrong way, I can lose, like, I don't have time for this, you know? Time is money.
Time is money.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes. So then, so we were waiting in line. I met some other people as well. They flew in from, like, all different parts of the states, Pittsburgh, New Jersey, North Carolina. And then when they heard that I came from Toronto, they're like, oh, my gosh, you're a huge fan. I'm like, yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
The things I do for the Backstreet Boys and Nick Carter. See?
The things you do. That legit.
Yes.
Been all over the state. You know where we haven't been? We haven't been never each. Northwest. I feel like
yes. We never have been to Texas.
Texas would be so much fun.
Yes.
There's actually a Chris fan who's in Texas. But I cannot remember her name right now. But yes. But yes, I feel like Texas, and you got to go and you got to eat like a giant steak. Like that's
yes, cool. Yes,
yes. All right,
we put it on the bucket list.
Put it on the list. All right.
Yes. So then, I was like, oh my god! I was like, hey Nick. I didn't say Nick. I don't know. I feel like when you say hey Nick, it's weird. But I just like hey. I came from Toronto. I did not take a 25-hour bus ride to here. I took a flight. And then he was like, smart. I was like, see what I do for you? Just to see you, buddy. And then I was like, I can't wait to go on to a show if you ever bring it to Toronto. I said it in a fun way. I didn't say it like a mean way.
You're like, hey, what the fuck, man? You always come to Canada.
And then,
just going to pause for 1 second here. So when Nick announced his
Who Am I tour?
Who Am I tour? He only had American dates.
Okay.
And the most northern one was Lexington, Kentucky. Which, if anybody knows, that is in the South. So, and Nick has a very high concentration of fans in Canada and also in like Boston, New York, New Jersey, like the Northeast of America. And yes. He did not come to any of that. He was just like, I'm just doing South. I'm going to do 5 dates in,
Florida.
And then I'm going to do all these other places. So, did not do as well. Some of the ticket sale dates. Tickets are still on sale, so make sure you get them. Just go to nickcarter.com and it's all there. But then he announced a second half part where it involves 2 dates in Canada.
Woo!
And then some in the Northeast. And let me tell you, those are selling really well because we will go to see him. So.
Yes.
And we will be there.
Yes, we'll be there. We can't wait. So we're excited.
The 10th and the 11th of November.
Yes.
Woo.
So, yeah. And I want to say also in the line, I was like, oh, I'm part of Boy Band Break with my friends. So any chance I can to promote Boy Band Break, I'm there. I didn't have any business cards because I gave them away. But... you know what I did have? I had Instagram and I had a phone and I was like, hey, do you want to follow us? And they're like, yes. I'm like, fantastic. So I don't know if you saw, I don't know if you saw like a couple people followed or maybe one person followed. So
hey, one person is literally, welcome to the new followers.
Yes.
Yes.
And others said they would. So, you know, things get busy. I'm sure they'll follow as well.
I think so too.
Yes. Sure. So yeah, so this is the picture. If you want to,
yes.
It's so exciting. I was like, yeah. And then I was going to do like, I thought we were doing like fun faces and then not really.
You can
so I was
like an animated gif here of you opening your mouth.
So then I know, right? And then I was like, I'm so excited. I don't know. I think I was just like happy to be near Nick Carter again after like so long.
And especially having not traveled for 26 hours.
That's right. Exactly. And I don't know, I thought it was hilarious that he's like, and smart. See? Things I do for you, Nick Carter. Things I do for you.
Things you do for Nick Carter, for sure.
Yes. I don't know, I thought it was a good experience, a good memory. We laughed. And then I hugged him And I was like, see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Because I will be back.
I'll be back.
Yes. All right, next. Then I went to Howie's line. Yes. Okay, then I went to Howie's line. Can I just say, like, I was like, oh, wow, I'm Howie. Like, Howie's going, like, pretty quickly. He didn't have as big a line, but he did have, it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, like,
you
when
went
I
from Nick's to Howie's, is that how it kind of?
Yes, so I went to Nick, Howie, then Joey, and then AJ. But then I'll talk about those other two people. Yeah.
For those who do not, who are watching this and don't know who this person is, can you explain?
Yes. So this is Pollyanna. She's a singer, a Christian singer. She has other albums out as well. We had interviewed her on Boy Band Break.
Our first celebrity interview.
Yes, this is Howie's sister, Pollyanna. I guess she lives in Florida. I don't know.
She does live in Florida, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously she's visiting her brother, who's at the con. And then like she was like trying to take a photo of him, and he's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" And then and she's like, "I'm trying to take a photo of you," like an action shot, you know. I don't know. I thought it was funny because she did not get what was going on.
So was she helping out at his booth, or she was just hanging out? Like, was she?
I feel like she was just hanging out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I didn't see her after that. I just saw her for Friday.
Know who she was, or not really?
Some I would say a few people, because we asked for photos. I was like, might as well. I'm waiting in the line. Nothing else to do.
This girl looks like she knows who she is.
No, she did. She knew who she was. They were talking a little bit. Yes. And then I got a picture with her. Next.
Oh, still
time. Next. Here we go.
Yay!
So then I
was
It was free, yes.
Beautiful, a way to hustle.
That's right, that's right. And so then I was like doing the action, can I take a picture?
Yeah.
But before that I was like, my friends and I interviewed you on Boy Band Break. And she was like, sorry, what did you say? And then I was like, am I not speaking correct English? To myself, because I was like, why don't you understand what I'm saying? It was just funny. It was just a funny moment.
Sometimes I thought we talk quickly. So I feel
yes.
Like
so I was like, oh, sorry. I didn't say, do you not understand me? That was in my head, my thoughts in my head.
Just
I'm not.
Her like, you crazy lady.
Yeah. She's a very sweet lady. I just thought to myself, what am I saying? Am I not saying it properly? So then I slowed down, I guess. And I was like, my friends and I interviewed you about your album on Boy Band Break. And then when I guess she understood, she was like, yes, I remember, blah, blah, blah. So then I was like, can I get a picture? She said, yes. And then somebody else took the photo for me, which was nice of them.
No, that's good. I like that a little bit better than like a selfie, because then it's like super close. That's cute.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and then I had
down because I was trying to remember what episode. So I'm scrolling like a chump through our episodes, and then I realized, there's a little search button that I could just search. So in case anyone would like to know, the episode that we interviewed Pollyanna on is episode 132, and it is titled "Interview with Pollyanna DeRoe." So there you go. So
yeah, and then I was like, I'll show the girls.
February 2021. So it was a couple of years.
Yes.
Like 2.5 years ago. So.
And I get it. You're not going to remember every interview you do. So I understand. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to show the girls. And then she's like, yeah, that's so exciting. So glad to see you. And then she like, it clicked in. Yes, the other three. I'm like, yes. She, woohoo. So it was exciting. It was exciting.
Good.
It was just very sweet. Yeah. So see, I got an adjacent, and then I'm going to go get Howie. Look at us.
Beautiful. Look at you hustling, Sophia. Already. You already had Nick. You already got Pollyanna.
See? I was like, wow, this is good. From the flight, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to miss the flight, to here I am. Woo.
What an eventful day.
That's right. And then, okay. So can I just say, AJ, Backstreet Time is like so bad. Like when I went to GalaxyCon Raleigh, he was on the flight, and he said he was in a car. coming to the con, and that didn't happen. Okay, whatever, right? Here, I totally forgot he had an after party with Joey Fatone.
Yes.
But it didn't click to me, but that they would go to soundcheck. I don't know why. I was like, where are they? Like, why are they taking so long? Like, what's happening? And like, no, like, volunteer, I guess no volunteers like knew any information. I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, at least I'm in the Howie line. You know, like when I get there, they should come. And then like, it became like 4:45. They still weren't there. Then it became like 5 o'clock. I was like, what the hell is going on? What's happening? And then I was like, okay, hopefully I can get these other ones. That would be great. And then next picture.
Yes.
And then obviously he hugged Nick and then said hello. Next. Okay. And then so I went up to Howie. I was like, hey, Howie, I came from Toronto on a flight to come see you. And he's like, thanks for coming. I got a hug.
Hey girl, thanks.
Yes, he winked at everyone. It's like a reflex at this point now. It's a reflex.
Like, how we just have like an eye issue.
So then I was like, so I showed him the Tris pictures that you had shared on Twitter.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What year?
And that that was 12 years ago. So that was 2000.
Up on your phone, or
I literally had like, this is literally what I said, like what I did. I was like, oh, that's what I forgot to say for the Nick one. I showed him like, that's why I said that I didn't. I came on. I didn't do a 25-hour bus trip because I showed him the picture on Instagram, and I was like, this is the one. And then he's like, smart. Okay, now back to Howie. So I tried, right? I was like, okay, like, what do I say? Like, I haven't seen him in a while. I don't know. I'm excited for the tour. I'm like, well, like, you know, what do you say really, right? Except for hi. Because even in the line, people were like, what do you say? I'm like, you should start with hello.
Hello.
How are you? No, I was just joking. I'm just joking. So then I was like, yeah, so... I was
Did
like,
you find a lot of people hadn't met them before, or were there a lot?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. There was a lot of new fans. And I was like, you got this. They're like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to cry. I'm like, no, you got this. I was like, even when oh my God. When I was like, don't worry. They're like, oh, you know so much. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's not my first rodeo.
Ma'am, you don't know how many times I've seen them.
Oh my God. I tried to be like, no, I was like, no, yeah, you know, I met them. You know, they're very nice. Like, say hi. How are you? Just like talk about yourself or talk about like, oh, I'm excited for this. I saw you on tour. I don't know. I just,
good advice.
That's basically what I do. I was like, this is literally what I'm going to show them from my Instagram.
Yeah.
Or my Twitter. So yeah, so I was like, oh, hi, look. I saw you with my friends at the Tris nightclub in Toronto. And he's like, oh my God, I saw this. Yes, I remember. And then I was like, look, I still have some of your chapsticks.
Shut up. Did you have the chapstick on you?
I didn't have it on me, but I was like, I still have a few. And then he's like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. You still have some. And then he thought he recognized Oga in the picture. And then when I said her name, she's like, no, that's totally a different name than I thought it was. And then he's like, no, I recognize you. Like, he recognized me. I don't think you did, but I was like, oh, that's so awesome.
Sophia, we met him a bunch of, around that time, especially, we met him a bunch of times.
That's true. Yeah. But I guess because he also saw it on Twitter, so maybe that's why he recognized me. But then I was like,
so he did see it on Twitter, because I was
talking
to somebody else, and they're just like, that's just his manager who tweeted it. It's not him.
Yeah. No, that was totally him, because he was like, yes, I remember what I wrote. Yes.
French fries.
About the fries. Yeah.
So I was like, what was the actual thing?
He's like, oh, I thought this said fries. And I was like, I don't remember anything about fries. Because you said Howie and friends were at the Tris nightclub.
Yes. That's what I
guess. Yes. And then I was like, yes, Howie, that's so cool. And then I was like, I'm so glad you're back doing cons. You were missed. And he's like, thank you.
Nice.
And then we took a picture.
He doesn't go to that many.
That's true, right? Like, this is exciting. And then he went to another one, Salt Lake City. So, see?
See? He's, there he is. Just
very good. Hustling hard there for Howie as well. So, then he took a selfie. And then I was like... And then he's like, oh, what's your name? I'm like, my name is Sophia. It means wisdom because I'm wise behind my years like you, Howie. And he really liked that. He's like, I like that. I was like,
Howie loves the cheesy line.
Howie's the best. I don't know, man. That was such a good experience. Like, I was like, he got it. And I was like, yes, Howie, thank you. I knew you would get this. Because I also complimented him as well, because he's wise beyond his years, like I am.
He certainly is.
See? And yes, and I, because I said it means wisdom, he's like, I like that as well. I'm like, see? This is how I do the icebreakers.
You know what? I feel like you got to go in with something fun. Like, because...
Right? Like, this is what I do. Like, this is how you get time with Howie. Like, even when he did his album, what was his called again? It's similar to Nick's.
Which one am I?
Which one am I? Right? And so that's how I did. I was like, oh yes.
So this is me, Sophia, and Howie in
Tris Nightclub.
12 years ago. So it's Tris Nightclub in Toronto, which who knows if that even still exists. I don't know.
Right? Like so long ago. Yeah.
But it was like my birthday weekend around that time. So
yeah.
Sophia and I believe, was it Sarah, I think?
Yes, Sarah with an H.
We went out to dinner. At a Greek restaurant, and this is where Sophia had a Greek salad with very little tomatoes. Like
I believe it was Elas. Okay. Yes, something like that.
It was hilarious because they came out with, I think it was like one wedge or something, and Sophia's like, how was this Greek salad without tomatoes at a Greek restaurant?
Yes, I literally had like one, I'm like, oh one God, tomato. So I was like, I don't want to be this person, but a Greek salad has more than one tomato.
So I think they brought out two more little pieces, and Sophia's like, okay, I guess this is as much tomatoes I'm going to get.
Like, yes, I guess they were like short. I have no idea, but I was like, okay, an adventure again.
So we had done that. Then we went to this nightclub thing, but then Howie on Backstreet Time did not show up until way, way late.
Yes. Like, oh my God. And then majority of people left, or like some of them left. Like, but we stayed. We're like
nightclub. He has to be showing up soon,
right?
And he did.
Yes,
in the front, so that was good. So we got pictures
because because a whole bunch of people left, and we're like, you know what? That's not okay. Like we're not going to leave. We've already been here like how long now? A couple hours, I think.
Many hours here.
Yes.
Oh yeah. So there's that.
So then I showed him that.
Like Olga.
And then he's like, oh yes. And then he's like, oh, I think I still have one. I was like, yes, I gave you one in Vegas. And he's like, oh, that's probably why I have one still. I was like, yes, Howie.
Oh, there you go. So that was, and then at the end of the night, we're trying to take a picture. So that was that. So I had wrote 12 years ago, Sophia and Chinzia were at Tris Nightclub in Toronto hanging out with Howie D and friends. Chinzia's wearing Crown for her birthday. Yes, those are Howie D chapsticks. We were all holding. So Sophia wrote good times. And then Howie wrote red friends as fries. And I was like, I remember fries. Like this was yesterday. So hilarious. Love you.
I thought it was hilarious. I was like, oh my God, Howie, that's great. Yes, so I really enjoyed some really good interaction. Like Howie was fantastic. Nick was also good, but I don't know. Howie really enjoyed that, so I was like, "This, you're amazing, Howie."
Howie, yes.
And then he had like a fun shirt. It was like a skeleton. Like half of it was skeleton, and half of it was like another part of a monster. I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. So then I was like, yeah, nice shirt. I didn't take a photo of it because that would be weird.
But like, I need to take a picture of your shirt.
Yes. And then he's like, oh, thanks. Okay, so then after that, I was like, hey, let's make it to Joey's line because AJ's was way too...
Ryan Cabrera shirt?
He sure is.
Amazing.
Yes, from back in the day.
Amazing. I kind of love Joey film.
So AJ, I believe, was like a little late, or maybe it was a long line.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. Yeah, I think it was a long line because Joey came first and then AJ came.
So did you have to wait long for Joey or no?
Well, they both came like 5 minutes apart. So 5:30, Joey was there. So I felt like Joey's line moved
straight from Howie to Joey.
Yeah, because his line seemed to be moving at a quicker pace.
Which is shocking because in Connecticut, it took us like 2 hours to get a Joey picture.
I know, right? Like I said, like Tampa was weird. Even though it like was busy, it wasn't busy at all either, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went to Joey and then what did I say to Joey? Yes. So I was like, yes. I used my phone again and I showed the pictures of Connecticut in 90s Con Connecticut. And I was like, this is the last time I saw you in March. And this is the fun photos we did. So then he's like, okay, we're going to do some more fun photos. Like, okay, great. So then these are the four. Yes. So we did a normal one.
He has his tongue out and his eyes are a little wonky.
So the first one was normal. The second one.
The first one was normal.
Second was this. And then the third one.
Sophia with the tongue. And
yes. It's almost like a GIF, right? Like it was pretty cool.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this last one was we're having a wide open. Nice. And then, okay, this was fun too. I was like, I watched The Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. It was really good. You were really good in it. Too bad you were only in it for 5 minutes. He's like, hey, if Nia Vardos wants to give a script that he saves the day, sorry, spoiler alert. If he wants to save the day at the end of the movie, I'm there. If they want to give me 2 weeks in Greece, beautiful.
Yeah.
So he didn't it didn't bother him that he only had 5 minutes in the movie because he had 2 weeks vacation in Greece.
Yes.
Yeah. He's like 2 weeks in Greece was beautiful. And he saved the day in the end of the movie.
He did. Yes. That's
so spoiler alert. Sorry if nobody watched it.
It's been out like a month. It's fine.
Yes. I was like, it was really good. And then I was like, I can't wait to hear. I'm so ready to hear Better Place. And he's like, you're not ready. So it's going to be a great song.
Yes. And by the time this airs, we'll have already.
So obviously this was after the VMAs. I didn't say anything about the VMAs because I'm sure he's got billions of questions about that. I just went to the Better Place because I wanted to hear
it. Head for the future.
That's right.
Good times.
Yes. So all in all, a good experience with Joey Fatone. He always makes it fun.
Yes. All right. Next.
Okay. So this one. Yes.
Okay.
So...
Green.
Okay, go back to Joey. Sorry.
Okay. You didn't.
So I went to AJ's line. Mm-hmm. Oh, so this was the last photo. I was almost not going to be able to get a Joey picture.
Oh, because he had to get to a show.
He had to get to the show. So me and another guy who I met in the line, very funny gentleman. He kept it like fun. We were like, that's how you pass the time. You're just talking to other people in the line. And then I was like, oh my God, we're going to be the last two that don't get a photo. And he's like, no, we are.
Are there people behind you in line?
Yes, there were a lot of people behind us. And I was like, no, we are not going to get a picture. And can I just say, if I didn't point to myself and be like, make me the last person to get a photo, I would not have gotten a photo.
Hey, you got to shoot your shot, buddy.
I was like, oh, hello. How are you? I came from Toronto. Because his handler, I don't forget his name, but his handler is very nice. So he was like, yes, this will be the last person. I'm like, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So did the guy get it? Was he in front of you?
Yeah, he was in front of me.
Okay. Perfect.
So then I saw him in, I went to eat because I was like, oh my God, I'm starving. I need to eat. I haven't eaten since lunch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I went to go get some food and then I went to the AJ line. And then, so they had to go, both of them had to go and do like, I guess, photo ops. Yes. Right. Photo ops.
Yeah.
So they said AJ would come back. So, okay, perfect. I'm going to go eat, come back to the line. I sat down in the line because nobody was there.
Yep.
Waited till like, I want to say 7:30. Then nothing's going on. They're like, yeah, he's coming back. No worries. No worries. I'm like, okay. Then it's like 7:40. And then they finally tell us he ain't coming back. I'm like, damn it. I just wasted time in the line. Oh, damn you, AJ.
What time did the con close at 8 that day?
It closes at 8. So what they said was, if you go into a line of a celebrity, they will not kick you out.
Okay. That's fair enough.
So that was nice of them, because that's why we went to the AJ line, because they're like, okay, he's going to come back. They won't kick us out. If like once you're there and it's 8 o'clock, you'll get your picture. But then they're like, no, he's not coming back. Damn it, AJ.
And then you leave early.
What is this?
At least he wasn't on a plane this time.
So that's true.
The vicinity of the.
At least we saw him. I got pictures of Nick and AJ talking at least together, right?
Well, there you go.
So then I was like, let me go get one of the actors from Beverly Hills 90210. Brian Austin Green was the only actor from that show I haven't gotten yet. Cause
right, I got a bunch in, at 90s Con. At
90s Con and Rewind Con, right, and Louisville, Kentucky. So over the years, I have accumulated the Beverly Hills 90210 cast.
Except for Brian
Austin Green. And he really only had like, I would say 15 people. Wow. And right. Yeah. Because I guess it was like the tail end of the con. That's why. Only 4 hours. And can I just say, thank goodness I got there when I did. Because yeah, the lady, the volunteer, was like, you are the end of the line, and gave me the sticky note.
Ah, like an end of the line sticky note?
Yeah, so she put on the sticky note, end of the line. I was like, thank goodness I came like 2 minutes before you did this.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, and then... I was like, okay, I'll just stick it on my arm. So I stuck it on my arm. And then every time someone came, I was like, look at the sticky note. I didn't say look. I just was like showing the arm with the sticky note. And then there's a volunteer as well. And they're like, oh, I just saw the sticky note on the girl's arm. So I was literally helping the volunteers. It was fun.
Oh,
and the volunteer was like, oh, thank you so much for helping. I'm like, it worked. Like, hey, I'm here for you.
Like, as long as
I get a picture, I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah.
Yes. Sure. So then I got up to him and I was like, and I just want to say, like, it seemed like everyone's selfie was like $50, which is like pretty good.
Yeah.
Except for Lee Norris was $30, and Danielle Fischel was also $30.
Oh, wow.
So pretty cheap. That's but good. Pretty good. Yeah. I didn't get her because I'm thinking of going to the one in Toronto. They're having their own little
podcast show
they have.
Oh, I saw an ad for that. When is that?
That's October 14th.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, might as well just get the trio one there so I don't have to get it here. Was like saves a little bit of money.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Canadian. Yeah, it's Canadian, exactly. So then I went up to him and I was like, see? Subway, right? Yeah. So I went up to him and I was like, hey, how's it going? Big fan. I loved you, obviously, in Beverly Hills 90210. That's how I like grew up watching you. But I also loved the show Freddy with Freddie Prinze Jr. It was on ABC. I don't know if anyone has seen the show.
No.
So I was like, I know it was only on for like one season, but it was a very good season. I really enjoyed it. You guys were like fun together. And he's like, oh, thank you so much. I think he was kind of surprised that somebody knew that show. But I was like,
he's like best friend or something.
Yeah, they were best friends in the show. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. And then I was like, I came from Toronto, Canada, just to see you. And you were like,
just specifically for
back. Well, there's a few that I came to see.
You know,
that's details, cool. Details. They don't need to know who I came for.
Yes.
Well, technically, I did come for him as well. Right?
He doesn't normally do conventions, I don't believe.
He does not. This is the first time that like all seven members of the cast were there. Because even Gabrielle Corteris, Also, the last time I seen her, was she at 90s Con in Connecticut? I don't think so. Yeah, I think it was just five of them in Connecticut. No, it was just five of them in Connecticut. And then because they added two, there were seven.
Yeah.
The last time I saw her was in Louisville, Kentucky.
She was at that one too?
That's where I got a photo. Oh, not Louisville, okay. Kentucky. Sorry. Rewind Con.
Rewind Con. Yes, that's right.
Sorry. Sorry. They're all like similar, whatever.
How many people that went to Rewind Con?
Literally, like the boy banders were there. Like everyone was at Rewind Con. Who, yeah. Like, oh my God, that's like my dream.
That was a really good, and it had all the soap stars too.
Yes, like, that's why I was like, oh my God, I have everyone here. Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like they were just, there was too many too quick, and I just feel it wasn't a terrible convention, but it was not.
It wasn't well organized.
It wasn't run well.
Yes, it could have been. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was not good. So then I was like, to Brian Austin Green, you're my last like cast member from Beverly Hills 90210. I seen the all the other ones at 90s Con Connecticut. And he was like, yeah, it was just like too hard to get flights there. It's just a hard time, like a hard way to go. But apparently, yeah, apparently it's hard to get to Connecticut. The flights are not good. Yeah, I guess the airports, it wasn't
easy. Airport.
Yeah. So I guess like from LA to Connecticut, it was like not feasible for him.
Yeah, I think sometimes you have to like go to New York and then like drive 3 hours or whatever. And it's.
Yeah. Really, like... So, yeah. So then he was like, so I'm glad I came here. I'm like, yeah, I'm glad as well. And now I've completed the set. And he thought it was funny that I was like, yes. And then we got a picture. And we got three pictures. Because I know, like, some people do, like, one selfie. Cause, like,
this one's kind of, like, angled.
So yeah, cool. She did it, like, a fun way, the volunteer. Because, you know, remember, like, at 90s Con Connecticut? The girl that played Cordelia?
Yes. Oh, my God. She was.
She only had one. Yeah, but she just did one.
She would do one, and then she kept, like... canceling like take
yeah she deleted yours. I was like, who cares? Yeah,
no, I was like, mad. Nope, we're doing it again. Nope, okay, we look good in this one. Okay, go. And I'm like, okay.
I know, I thought it was funny. So then I got this. I was like, okay, my goal of four pictures for Friday worked, but not the four that I don't know, maybe not the four, but at least I got Brian Austin Green, because honestly, like, this is the one also I wanted to meet. So, oh, I know.
And it's good to get those out of the way on the first day, because Saturday is always a crapshoot and you have no idea how it's going to be.
Exactly.
You don't know how busy it is, whose line's going to be busy. So if you can get as much done on the Friday, that's amazing. And then you're like, you're good. And you're not stressing out like, oh my God, I really want to meet Brian Austin Green, but you can't until like, you know, right?
So yes. So that's why I was like, hey, this is my strategy. I think it helped that Nick was there like right on time. And then Howie, like those were the two. I'm like, hey, at least two Backstreet Boys, that's good. And then I got and sing Joey Fatone, beautiful. Okay, AJ, okay, it's a little bit disappointing, but okay, Brian Austin Green picked it up a little, so there you go.
So there you go, at least you ended on a high note.
Right? All in all, a successful Friday.
Successful Friday. So was this the end of your Friday?
Okay. That was my end, yes. Then I went to I went to eat dinner. Oh, I already ate dinner, sorry.
Did you eat dinner or you went somewhere else?
No, I ate dinner. I forgot I ate dinner in the line at AJ, sorry. And then I went to a hotel because, as you know, on Friday, I had to wake up early. So then I stayed up a little bit, watched a little bit TV, and then, like, I fell asleep because I was tired.
You didn't go to the Joey and Friends with AJ then?
I did not go to the Joey and Friends.
Sold out.
Yeah, that's sold out, I believe. And also, like, that people were like, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was good. So I was like, great. But yeah, I was like so tired after, because like when you wake up that early coming from Canada and you're on a flight.
Definitely. Yes. And it's going to be, you know that Saturday is going to be a busy day and you're going to be exhausted. So
I literally fell asleep at like 10 p.m. I was out like a light. I was like, that's okay. You need your energy for the next day.
Yes. All right. Okay. Well, we are almost at the hour mark, or I don't know.
Okay. 58:48.
All right. So I think that you're definitely not going to be able to get through all of Saturday in 10 seconds or 2 minutes. So why don't we end today and then we'll go back for another episode. We will make a part two of this.
Okay. I hope everyone enjoyed Friday as much as I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Experiencing it.
I think that was an excellent start to the weekend. And if that set the pace for the rest of the weekend, it sounds like it would be a great time. So, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to hear part two, make sure you subscribe and come back next week where you will hear more exciting 90s Con Tampa with Sophie. I always get the wrong way.
Yes. Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. All right. So, okay. So
until next time,
thanks for taking a break with us.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.